Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. I'm Allison Klein. We're at the OpenStack Summit in Tokyo, and I'm delighted to be joined by Jim Sangster, Senior Director of Solutions Marketing from Mirantis. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So Jim, very excited to have you on the program. You guys are huge leaders in OpenStack. Why don't you give me a sense of your role at Mirantis and your position in the market space within the OpenStack community, just to get us started?
Sure, and I think most people are probably fairly familiar with Mirantis. We are a top provider of OpenStack, number three contributor to OpenStack in general, with HP and Red Hat rounding out the top there. We are the top bug fixer when it comes to OpenStack. So despite our smaller size compared to these other large companies, we are very, very focused on providing cloud technology and specifically OpenStack to enterprise service providers, telcos, and so forth, and making it very, very reliable. It aligns very well with the Cloud for All initiative with Intel as well.
A couple months ago, we had a collaborative announcement between Mirantis and Intel that reflected a long-term history of collaboration between the companies. Do you just want to share what we announced?
So it's one of the Cloud for All initiatives inside what Intel as a company is doing. We're very proud and happy to be part of that. And in doing so, we are aligning a roadmap together where we're collaborating and contributing upstream into making OpenStack very, very viable for the enterprise. Everything goes upstream. So it's not something that is just Mirantis specific in our distribution that we provide to customers, but it's work that we're doing with the entire OpenStack community at large, Intel and Mirantis, forging a roadmap to go from where OpenStack is today to providing more advanced enterprise features. For example, you might hear in different places in the industry around OpenStack and the community that, well, VMware is VMware and OpenStack is OpenStack and they're different and customers are going to use them differently. We think a little bit differently about that. We're really trying to bring OpenStack up to par with that same type of expectations you'd see in the enterprise from where VMware has come from historically. When we think about the vMotion, the live migration of workloads. And that's something that can be provided in OpenStack today, but doesn't perform at the same level. That's one of the things that's on the future roadmap and going into Liberty technology. When we think about being able to handle failed nodes in a more sophisticated manner, which from a VMware parlance comes out in what they call VMware HA, the underlying capabilities to provide that and to evacuate workloads and to look at the logs of everything going on and the queues inside systems before and as they're failing. That type of functionality is on the roadmap and going in, and all of these types of capabilities end up making OpenStack more robust specifically for the enterprise.
Tell me a little bit about the interplay between the OpenStack software and the underlying hardware platforms and why this collaboration makes a lot of sense to build these types of enterprise class features.
First of all, OpenStack is a series of APIs providing that level of abstraction between the hardware and OpenStack as the infrastructure layer with a number of moving parts, and then layering on top PaaS and or applications on top with a common set of APIs that can go across any deployment. However, being able to take advantage of a lot of the upcoming and future technologies from the hardware, specifically a lot of interesting things coming from Intel, and being able to utilize that in a better integrated fashion, instead of having users have to figure this out, have OpenStack inherently take advantage of those types of features directly from collaboration between OpenStack itself and the hardware, so the users don't have to worry about that level of complexity.
This collaboration also extends into storage and networking optimization. Can you give me some specifics about where the teams are focused?
I'm not as familiar with where things are going in the networking space on this. Some of the storage spaces, certainly Ceph is an area where we're looking at specific roadmap items to improve Ceph, the largest used software-defined storage in OpenStack today. We're also seeing an increasing use of enterprise-class storage of one variety or another, but certainly want to make the ubiquitous use of what's the common denominator in most deployments is Ceph. So we're doing work there together as well.
Obviously, OpenStack is a viable alternative within data centers today. And I was at your booth yesterday I saw some stuff about the Mirantis Unlock program. Can you tell me a little bit about what that's all about in terms of customers?
The Unlocked Appliance Program is the program that I'm responsible for. And when we take a look at that, we think at a high level in general, there's a spectrum of consumption of OpenStack that exists in the marketplace today, ranging from do-it-yourself through consuming distributions. So Mirantis OpenStack, or what we affectionately call MOS, is our distribution. And then moving towards something much more turnkey, and our answer to that are these unlocked appliances that I'll describe. But as the backdrop, that spectrum is fundamentally important, and we think all three need to exist. And as OpenStack goes increasingly mainstream, it becomes more fundamentally important to offer easier ways to consume OpenStack. So do-it-yourself, early adopters, bleeding edge, people here in Tokyo, the whole community, they love that. They can piece together almost anything. A purpose-built appliance is exactly what they don't want. And there are tons of people that are in that part of the market, and they're going to be forging the path of OpenStack. Then the next mainstream is really distributions. Mm-hmm. And MOS, or Mirantis OpenStack, on our standpoint. So that is a fully packaged, easy to install distribution that's been ruggedized, made enterprise ready with the things that we're doing together, and increasingly so with the Cloud for All initiative. And that addresses the broadest range of the market. But we also want to offer these completely turnkey appliances. And as OpenStack goes increasingly into the enterprise, increasingly mainstream, those customers have less people and less technical skill that are the experts in OpenStack. So right. They need more packaging around it to make it simple. And so that's the whole idea behind this. We have turnkey solutions based on reference architectures where we're working with different technology providers to provide a rack-based solution or even a multi-rack-based solution with networking and compute and management and storage, as well as the OpenStack software, all together in one predefined solution that's delivered completely turnkey to the customer. Over time, we'll probably add even software and applications into the mix as well. Right now, what comes out of the box is infrastructure as a service. And then after that's been installed in the customer data center on day one, we actually take that next step. And the delivery partners that bring this to a customer, we call certified rack partners. And once this has been delivered in the customer data center, they are certifying the appliance. It is brought in, completely racked up and pre-integrated from their integration facility. It is then integrated into the customer's data center. And at that point, we're now running a validation test we call Mirantis Cloud Validation. Once that fully automated test completes, it is deemed a certified appliance. It is now running in the customer's data center, fully functional, all OpenStack up and running, even up to the performance level that we expected in that deployment. So the customer then has reduced risk in deployment of their OpenStack that it arrives completely turnkey and it's certified in front of their face.
Jim, you've got a lot going on at Mirantis around OpenStack and some really interesting products coming to market. I'm sure we've piqued some interest from the listeners online. If they want to find out more about what you're doing in this space, can you give me a URL to send them to?
Sure. I mean, the main URL is Mirantis.com. You can download our latest software there. We've just released MOS, or Mirantis OpenStack 7.0, and we're really happy with that product itself. It's had phenomenal reviews from customers and new potential prospects that have been downloading that as well. So I'd encourage everyone to take a look at that.
Thank you so much for spending time with us today. Enjoy the rest of the summit.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.